Person should not sit to get a haircut before Zman Mincha till he davens. Should go into a bathhouse, a busuki, and a tannery to process hides. All these things sometimes take longer than you expect. Below the din, he should go into a court case. Lechel, he should start a meal. It's the first opinion, the Mechab is very machmen. He says, once it's Mincha Gedolah, which is 6.5 hours into the day, you're not allowed to even eat a small meal. We're concerned that it'll continue until after Shkia. V'mi'israel b'achaz mikol eilu eino mabzik. The Ma'ik said, but if he did start, Chazal did not require him to stop. Avish Yisrael b'Yisrael. Even though he did b'Yisrael, but since this is a chshash for not davening Mincha, which is a dindur rabbonon, but if you started, you'll have to finish up your meal, or whatever else you were doing. Obviously, he does not have to stop only if he has enough time to daven afterwards. But if he's going to lose that old fila, then definitely he has to stop his meal or whatever he's involved in, so that he should be able to daven. So here's the chiddush. That a person started the Isser, we give him a heter to finish his meal. If he knows that he won't finish it before the end of the Zman, so we don't say, okay, stop it later. No, stop it right away. In other words, he shouldn't have started a suda that he knows is going to cause him not to be able to daven. When is it considered that he started his haircut? There's a cloth that he needs to put on the legs to protect him from the hairs. From the time they put that on them, that's when it's considered he started his haircut. He takes off his outer garments. There's some garment that used to cover themselves up with. When he puts that on, he can say he started his busiki. If they're already involved in this case, so when the baledinim starts saying their tainus, saying their claims, that's considered they started the din. If they did not yet start any dinim, and now is the first din, the dying put on a certain outer garment that they cover themselves with. Nowadays that we don't do that. They don't put on a special garment, but when they sit down to start the din, once the dayonim are sitting already, that's considered they started. As far as achilam yishitil, starting a meal is when he washes his hands. Ramah says v'yishcholkim v'svirlu v'suda ketana mute. That which the Mechaber said, that even a small suit is also to start before you daven mincha, even though it's only mincha gdoila time. Others say no, since it's mincha gdoila, one is permitted to start a suda katana. Then also rak suda is nesuin or mila. The only things that also from the beginning, before mincha katana, before 9.5 hours into the day, is a suda for a wedding, for a mila, which is considered very big sudas. But all other types of sudas are considered smaller sudas. One can start as long as not in mincha ketan. Ramah continues, Yishayimim, afilu suda gdoila, samach l'mincha gdoila shari. They say even a bigger finish, that not only could you start a suda ketan by mincha gdoila, but mincha gdoila, everything's mutter, even a suda gdoila. It just starts only when mincha ketan comes. Another opinion says, so this last opinion says that the whole issue is on a Siddur Gdoila, but if you have a small Suda, you can start it whenever you want. Says the Ramah, a Siddur Gdoila is permitted. Basically, coming out, the only thing that's also is to start a Siddur Gdoila more than 9.5 hours into the day before you have a Mincha. That's your time. Why are we so makel? In those days, they used to have a guy go with a bell to call everyone to shul, so therefore he had something to remind him. The Ramo says one should not start a suda of a bris or a suda of a wedding, even if it's only 6.5 hours into the day. Even he started earlier, but when Mincha Ketana comes and he sees time is going by and he may lose out the tefillah, then he should get up and daven. So, like we said, the bottom line is we are very makel based on the fact that in those days people were reminded.